Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Angel, and I'm back with another podcast. This one is going to be very interesting, only because, listen, I think Sukiyana kind of put that out there, talking about eating a nigga ass. So, my podcast today is, fellas, y'all letting the ladies eat that ass or nah? I have my friend Jay on here, and he is going to give you guys his opinion on this conversation. So, Jay, you letting the girl eat the ass or not?
I'm going to say nah, but I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to be transparent. Have it happen? Yes. And I'll be honest. It just wasn't my thing. It wasn't the fact that it didn't feel good, or it wasn't the fact that I didn't like it. It was just the fact that I just feel like it's really just not my thing. It's nothing I would prefer sexually, especially when you don't have sex before and I had different experiences doing some things. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't be my first thing or my first result to say, oh, this is going to really be the thing to get me off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't going to be the thing to really turn me on. So it's not really, I felt it's not be my thing. And I just tell fellas, like, we can stop careful for social media and teach everybody we never had it, we never done it. More likely, most dudes, I ain't going to speak with all dudes. I mean, everybody don't have their purposes, but most dudes probably at least have tried it once, or either they liked it or they didn't like it. And if your lady is doing that to you and you like it, cool. You know what I'm saying? If your lady doing that and you like it, that's cool. That's between y'all. That's what y'all got going on. But you got to start capping, like, something that you never do or something that you never had done. Cause I admit, I had it done, but it's just not my thing. So
let me ask you, so when she did it, did she tell you she was going to do it, or she just did it?
Yeah, it was actually a planned thing, because she wanted me to shake it. You know, I always try to keep my pubes shaved or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, shake the ass too. I wanted to try this out. Like, I don't want to have no hair in my mouth, shake the ass and all that kind of stuff. Like, have everything completely bald. Because she had a fantasy or whatever. So it was one of my exes. I'm not name dropping or whatever, but... Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we experimented a lot. Though. So that's one thing I did like about that relationship, though, was it was like we experienced everything. Though. So when I say everything, I'm talking about threesomes on now. Yeah. And that's why I don't really care about the threesome thing too much more now, because if I do a threesome, it can't be in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's something you got to do outside of a relationship or whatever, because I feel like if you do that just like while you're single, you may enjoy it better. But a relationship, it does. I'm confirmed it does destroy relationships. But anybody that's still fantasizing and wondering, like, what it's about, or is it good, or is it fun? Hell yeah, that should be lit. It's lit. It's fun. It's cool. But it only works when you and that person are completely, you and that person and the other person are completely on the same page. It can't be no, you can't make the decision when you're horny or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It got to be outside of that. So back to the subject, as far as, like I said, she really got me trying different things sexually. We did it all. I ate her ass. She did eat mine or whatever. And she loved it. But I ain't her ass, I ain't her pussy, because she always kept saying my head game so far. So I'll use kind of like some of the similar techniques with eat her ass or whatever. Like, I mean, eat her pussy, that I deal with eat her ass, you know. I would start rubbing on the clit and eat her ass, and she just fell in love with it. She's just wet as hell. Like, wet. And she enjoyed it. For me, like I said, it just wasn't my thing. It wasn't like I said it didn't feel good. I couldn't say it felt good, and it didn't feel good. It's just like, it's just not my thing. It's not going to be the thing to get me off. Only thing I'm going to want is to be able to fuck you good and don't fuck you good. That's what turns me on. Don't right. Eat your pussy right, especially if you have a few that say, oh, no man have ever ate my pussy right. There's a lot of women that don't like head. I've been surprised to even know that. A lot of women don't like head. And if I eat them out for the first time, they'll be like, oh my God, you're the best I've ever had. I actually do like this shit now. Like, I didn't think I could like it. That's because he was supposed to be a nigga that didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
So, it's like, you know, like I said, so I get up and knowing just knowing I'm like one of the best you ever had. That's my biggest goal anytime I'm fucking somebody. I like to just know I'm the best you had or is it in your top five. And I hate when somebody be like, that's kind of childish to want to know that. No, it's not. Confidence is everything. You just like to know. It just gets you off like it's an extra turn on and an extra confidence with just knowing. And even though I know, cause I've been so multiple times, I still like to know. Just a turn on. That's like my personal turn on, just knowing that. So that's more of my turn on. I'm more on compliments and confirmation really gets me going, because even after we had sex, I'm like, hey, how was it? Was it good? Is it something else you still want to try? You know, how many times you came? You know, did I not last long enough? I'm gonna ask all them questions. Like, do I think it last longer? Were you almost there and I probably messed up your flow? I like to know all of that kind of stuff. That's the type of person I am. I'm big on compliments and reassurance, and let's like to know, like, what are we doing?
Right.
So that's what I'm on. I don't play with it. I don't like bad experiences. I'm not gonna be the worst you had. I'm not gonna have you back at the salon, get your hair done, get your nails did. And I'm the topic of conversation. Like,
oh, right, because you will be.
Yeah, but he know how to use it. Like, nah, I ain't gonna be the topic of conversation. You ain't gonna have me out there.
And you know what? It's so crazy that you say that, because, like, it's definitely the truth. Like, you get some women out there that say, you know, I don't really prefer the head. But it's really because we have not had, you know, that guy that actually knew exactly what it was they was doing, you know. So just like, I don't really prefer that. Like, you know, you can do that, but let's just go ahead and get to the point. Honestly, just being honest, that's how I was too. Like, I didn't really care for head. I like to just get straight to the point. I like to be dick down. Like, just do that and I'll be fine. But, you know, when I ran into somebody that actually knew exactly what they was doing, it's like, oh, shit, I love this. Only because, you know, the guy knew exactly what it was they was doing. And then some guys, they don't know what they doing. So they're going to do it because, you know what? Females ain't telling these dudes, like, you know, your head game is trash. Now, they going to go and tell their homegirls, but they not going to tell that guy that. Yeah. And then they going to continue to let the guy do it. You know, and it's just, it's crazy to me. No, you need to let a person know, like, hey, you know, I don't like this so much. You know, you could have did this different. You know, I'm just the type of person where, you know, I'll be completely honest about, you know, your sex game. Like, you either good or you not good. And it's not me being an asshole. It's just me being completely honest with you, you know. So, yeah.
I'm gonna get some good advice for your viewers. It's good advice or bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like every man, after you turn the age of 25, or sooner, but mainly at the age of 25, I feel like 25 should have enough experience under your belt of messing with women your age. Either your age or maybe like 1 or 2 years younger than you or whatever. That just keep messing with those type of women or whatever. That's what you're into. Keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like after the age of 25, every man needs to have a sex with at least once or twice with a woman over 40. And the reason why I say that, because women over 40, they're going to tell you, baby, all they trying to beat my back out, you want to learn how to cook the oven. This is the oven you're messing with. You got to heat that thing up before you try to. That's how they talk to them. Like, they tell you, like, them old aunties on that cougar type of vibe, mm-hmm. They like younger dudes. The ones that like younger dudes, they're going to tell you, you got to warm this oven up before you just go straight into it. I'm not going to allow you to just go straight into it.
Right.
I like foreplay. Slow down. Eat this thing for a while. You know, let me, you know, sip on this wine while you eat my pussy or whatever. Like, they want you to wine and warm that thing. When they're ready for it, they still want to tell you, oh, baby, that thing feeling too good. Slow it down. And when you actually use them techniques that you use on an older woman, on a younger female, you're going to blow their mind. That's why I say I had to humble myself to the point I don't get cocky when I'm being told I'm always the best. Like, I'm always been told the best I've ever had. Like, every girl I mess with, unless they lying to me, which I know they ain't, because that's too many names to be lying to.
Mm-hmm.
That many people's names cannot lie to me. But I'm always been told the best somebody ever had because, one, I don't rush to stick it in. I just don't. I don't rush to get it. I'm going to wind you down all the way. Now, it's categories to this. If you just a simple, like a hit and quit, I ain't going to wind you down because I might not want you to be calling me later on and be on that weird stuff and be trying to, like, oh, my God, I need it again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It depends on how we're vibing. If we already know we're going to be fuck buddies, then, yeah, you may get it on a continuous basis that you're going to get the real deal. If you're a girlfriend or a potential wife, then, yeah, you're going to get the real deal. Like I said, if you're somebody out there, we just fuck buddies and we just like, we got a bun, we know what we're doing, you're going to get the real deal. Or if you're a girlfriend, you get the real deal. A wife or potential wife, you get the real deal. So if I just know it's going to be a one-time hit and quit thing, just to get a quick nut off. I really stay away from them anyway. I really don't like that kind of even vibe, even has stuff like my younger years. I really don't care to be doing that kind of shit anyway, but if I had to, that would be, you don't get the real deal. But back to the subject of one that would get the real deal, it's a thing where I'm going to take my time with you. I'm not going to be sitting here trying to stick it in so quick because I want to know, like, you're going to come off the head first.
Right.
That's going to be your first nut. And then your last nut's going to be my goal is to make you nut for every position. At least once or twice for hitting it from the front, once or twice for hitting it from the back, once or twice from the side. And then when you ride it, that's going to be on you how many times you're going to come. And most of you going to be doing most of the work when you ride it until I, like, mm-hmm. probably put you over my shoulder and I'll probably go in from that position. But other than that, like, you know, my goal, as long as you come at least once or twice in every position, I'm cool. I can't get my nut up until I know you at least came at least three or four times or more. But you got to take your time, though. Like, I just feel like any dude that's over 25, you got to smash a woman that's 45, 46, 42, 43, somewhere around that age range. And slow all the way down. Come on, you put that on somebody your own age, you're gonna send them up to heaven before they want to be. They are gonna go to the back of their head. They ain't gonna be ready for that.
Right.
It's gonna make you better. I'm telling you, I got better. When I got better, I already knew what I was doing, but when I got better and didn't know how to really take my time, it just hit different. Because with me, knowing I got, especially if I do a slimmer female that's like real, real slim, I can't break you. I ain't finna break you in half. You know what I'm saying? I gotta take my time even getting that work and that thing, getting that to the point I'm pleasing you. I don't want to be that nigga that that just fucks you really good to beat your back out and you ain't got nothing out of it. You talking about so your pussy sore.
Mm-hmm.
That defeats the purpose. Like, a nigga just beating your back out, that really defeats the purpose. You didn't do anything. The only thing you got to do is brag to your homeboy saying, I hit it. I don't care to be bragging to no nigga saying, oh, I hit that. Nah, I want to know if I pleased you. So if you go back telling your friends, if you don't tell your friends, even if you keep it to yourself, I just like to know I'm the best you ever had. I didn't have one of them stupid ass niggas that just beat your back out but actually pleased you at the same time. That's what I get turned on, knowing that you was actually getting my dick. You, but if you say that you would just deal with your career, that's what I get.
Uh-oh. Sound like we kind of losing you a bit. Hello? Hey, what's up, you guys? I am back with another guest. And the topic is, fellas, y'all letting the ladies eat that ass or nah? So, so what's your thoughts on that?
Man, I ain't letting nobody eat my ass. I ain't eat no girl ass either. That's just me. But if you let the girl eat your ass, you something different. Man, hey, I'll applaud you because I damn sure want to do something like that ever in my life.
I'm saying, but if a girl like sucking you up and you know she down there by the gooch, technically she's down there by the area.
She could suck me off, but she ain't about to touch my ass. that just plain as truth.
So you ain't freaked out like that? What you think? What you think?
I'm freaked.
Like why you
I ain't
feel
freaked
like-
out, but it's just like, you gotta be a bold ass nigga to let somebody eat your ass. I'm just saying. Like,
okay, not eating. What if she just licked it a couple times?
I wouldn't even let her lick it.
You wouldn't even know. She'll slip up and do it. You might be like, ooh. when she do it, you might be like, ooh. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly.
Cause you got them caught up in the goddamn moment.
It don't matter if we in a moment. If I feel that shit, I promise you, she getting pushed off. I ain't even trying to be in no disrespectful way, but she getting pushed off. I'm just sorry.
Okay. So that's what you're sticking to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Y'all heard him. He ain't going for it. So, you know, it's some men that actually have tried it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's what it is. Anyways, next. Hey, what's up, y'all? So, like, I had, like, more people I wanted to get on this topic. I guess I'll have to do a part two. So, I was only able to get, like, two people. I also had, like, some people that I guess maybe these guys were shy to, like, actually comment under my post because they don't want the girls to know what's going on, other guys. And, I mean, it's nothing crazy that they said. But you had some that actually said they like it. You know, it depends on the mood or whatever the case may be. Listen, you guys, I am not judging people for what they like during sex. You know, if you like it, I love it, whatever. No judgment here. For me, I'm just not against it. You know what I'm saying? Have I ever done it? No, I've never done it. But I mean, it's crazy because I was having conversation with like coworkers and stuff, and they was just like, you know, I mean, we're close down there when we giving them heads. So it's just like, you know, but that's like two different things. You know, if your man is into that, then, you know, by all means, give him what he wants. If you're into it, you know what I'm saying? To each his own. Everybody have a different side of them. Some people don't want to come out and say, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm into. Because in all honesty, it's really nobody's business what they do behind closed doors, right? So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy listening to their opinions on this topic. Like I said, I'll probably do a part two just because there are some people that wanted to get on this podcast. But I just had so much stuff to do. We had a family reunion this past weekend, so a lot to plan for and do and a lot of driving. I am exhausted. So, yeah, you guys, I will talk to you guys in the next couple days or so. I don't know. I might do one. No, you know what? I'm probably going to do another one, so it won't be that long. But I hope you guys enjoy it.